This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.
Albert B. Simpson is the writer of this song. As a hymn writer, it was said that his songs were hard to sing and not well written. Such was the case of A.W. Tozier. Tozier said that they were very difficult, yet Tozier also stated that he found himself singing his songs because of their great meaning. This song comes from Hebrews 13:8, where the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. From that he wrote, yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus, never. Glory to his name.
Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that very familiar theme, welcome to a Wednesday edition of Swap Shop.
Happy antepenultimate day.
What in the world is that?
It was just told to me.
Okay.
And I had to look it up.
Okay.
It's the antepenultimate. It is a... It's a definition. Colin Lanning just gave it to me.
Okay.
Okay.
So one of our academy. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
He was looking up another word, and apparently this one was directly underneath it.
Okay.
I had to look it up. It means third from the end.
Okay.
Okay. So
third from the end.
Third from the end. Today is Wednesday. It is the third from the end. You have made it to the middle of the week. You are from the third from the end.
Say that again. I got to get this
here,
in my head.
Let's do this here.
He's wanting to. Yeah. Okay. You're going to show it to me. You can't see it, and I'm afraid to even try to put it out there because somebody may look at that and go, "You speak it in a foreign language."
Antepenultimate.
Antepenultimate. Antepenultimate.
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
Yes.
Antepenultimate.
It is. It means. Third from the end.
Third from the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you only have two more days to go.
Okay. Well, yeah. Oh, I, I,
Blew his mind. I just blew his mind.
You did. You did. It's kind of like I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
So I was just going like with anti, like something against something. But I guess it
well,
would be like
anti.
Anti. So A-N-T-E. So either that means after or before.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anti. Okay. Good deal. Anyway, welcome to.
I told you before we got on here that I was going to do it.
You had me. Yes. Because I would have no earthly idea what that word was.
Oh, yeah.
Unless I saw the anti part. Then I could have probably tried to break it down. But welcome to a Wednesday. Miss Christie is fine. She's taking care of some family.
Yes.
And we appreciate that. And so she's probably on her way back from Asheville. And if she's listening, maybe she's not. But if she is, she can. If she's hearing us, traffic is moving fairly well. Don't see any major delays on the west, on the eastbound side. We do have some westbound slowdowns there, right at the Long Shoals exit, and so that has got traffic a little slow in that area. And also, let me see here. They still have the area of the parkway closed down. Matter of fact, the parkway is closed. It is closed, still closed. That just now popped up on the screen. I don't know, but it is closed all the way to the interstate, and it's closed until the 26th. Well, they've got the, they're saying that the parkway in that section from I-26 there in Buncombe County, where it crosses under that, November 26th, and it is going to be closed all the way back
to 441.
To 441, the entire length of the parkway for our area.
Well, no, there is like, what, 2 miles?
Well, where is that? Back over toward, is that over toward 276?
No,
maybe?
Right there at 441, the first stretch of it is closed. And then as you zoom in, they don't have like the second mile of it right before Sherrill Cove Tunnel is not closed. But how are you going to get there?
I'm just saying, folks, that is very, unless it's weather. Now, I know that we received a bunch of ice, and I know that we received, probably got snowfall, but they have, literally, folks, I'm not kidding, the parkway, I know they said that there was a possibility of some closures, but it is closed all the way from 441 all the way back to I-26. Interesting. So, again, I'm having to scroll real fast. So if you planned on going up on the parkway this weekend, not going to happen. So unless you go points north, I would imagine, after you get on there past over in Asheville. And then you could get back. Well, I take that back. They've got that section. Of course, they're working on the bridge on I-26, putting in that new parkway bridge. Because they had to make a new bridge to make space for the three lanes going in both directions on I-26. So a new overpass is going there for the parkway.
Well, look going up north.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you get over to 25, you can't get on there because of they have got that section. And that is that little commute section, that commuter section that a lot of people take to get over to East Asheville. And over toward Oteen and over toward Swannanoa, that direction. Nope, you're not going to go that way.
Well, even up towards Walker Knob Overlook.
So back up even the northern sections.
Yes, it's closed in different sections there.
And I know that that's probably related to weather.
Yes.
So that is from all the icing and the snowfall that came down over the last couple of nights. So again.
Yeah, so if you're going to go up that way.
No no parkway travel over the next few days. And so, again, just to give you an update of that on traffic, but everywhere else, though, it seems like it's moving pretty good. They're working on those new bridges over in the Gorge, and that's supposed to be an ongoing project for the next couple of years to allow the elk and the deer and all others to pass under and pass over. So that's kind of interesting. That's going to continue over the next several years.
This too shall pass.
That too shall pass. Speaking of traffic, though, I wanted to mention this, and I saw this story early, and it's happened down in South Carolina.
Okay.
But it really does act as a reminder for parents as well as bus drivers and school bus drivers and just commuters in general.
Yes.
School obviously is still in session. We're going to be having holidays come up here soon. And so some of the school schedules will alter and some of them will be off for a few days, particularly around Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so we tend to get out of the habit. But I don't think this involved the school bus per se, but tragedy down in South Carolina near Camden involving a school bus stop, and where a mother had just put her child on the school bus yesterday morning and was walking back across the road. Now, whether it was after the bus had pulled away or whether it was still sitting there and the mother had made it way back across and was trying to get back across the road, but she was struck and killed by a passing vehicle on Highway 34 there in Camden, South Carolina. That's in Kershaw County. And so, the reason why I bring that up is because anytime that there seems like there's a change in the norm, meaning there's a school bus stop there or whether, I come around the curve over here in Flat Rock yesterday morning and there's a water main break right there near the Carl Sandburg home, and they had their emergency water crew from the city out there working.
Yes.
But yesterday morning I was coming to work, and they weren't tending the slow and stop signs. So they were just there, but they had the whole lane blocked a blind curve, which kind of like disappointed me a little bit because, they should have had a little bit more because you don't see much traffic at 5 a.m., going through there. So I get it to a degree.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is you always need to be vigilant. Whether you're a driver on the road or whether you are a parent standing there watching out for your kid. But also, he seemed like it may have been just the normal thing to dart back across the road. And so, again, it's sad, but I would just say caution everybody. Anytime that you've got stuff like that going on, your senses need to be heightened and need to be a little bit more aware. And, of course, our hearts go out to that family today. Such a tragedy, especially right here in the holidays.
And do remember the kids that were on that school
just
bus.
Just terrible. Yeah, I mean, that's terrible. It's just something that they'd have to see, such a tragedy there. So, again, pray for that family. Remember them. It's just got to be careful. We have to really be careful and be vigilant as we are on the highways. I would mention, too, that here in our state, out in Wake County, I haven't seen an update. I've been watching it all morning. But there is an Amber Alert that's been issued for a 9-year-old missing out of Wake County. And that was early this morning, and it was issued about around 6. And we have not had any updates yet. So, Bentley. He's 4'7", 75 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, red rim glasses. He's got a black hoodie, a black school backpack, blue jeans, and black and white sneakers. And if anyone has any information, they do not know. Officials say that his abductor is unknown. So that adds to the level of just terror to me and anyone for as a parent or a grandparent or anybody. So if don't know any direction of travel, don't know anything like that, but an Amber Alert issued for a 9-year-old boy abducted in Wendell, North Carolina, which is in there in Wake County. Call the Wake County Sheriff's Office, 919-796-3317. Or you can call 911, and that's connected through all of our 911 systems throughout the state. Or if you're on the interstate and you happen to see something, you can dial *HP.
*HP.
And you can contact the Highway Patrol.
Yes.
And you can the direction of travel seems to make their way toward, because Wake County is not that far away, but it could, God forbid, wind up in this direction, and if somebody sees it,
yes,
we certainly need to say it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
But just I wanted to make that. And if we hear any more information, we'll certainly update the Amber Alert if we get more information.
Well, the weather's going to be changing here soon.
Yeah.
And as we deal with that, you know, you're going to end up make sure you got your cold weather, warm weather, and everything else going on for that.
Go ahead, bro.
Well, mostly sunny today, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow. Clear tomorrow night, sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Friday night, mostly sunny on Saturday, and partly cloudy Saturday night. Looking good for Sunday, completely Sunday, with a high of 44.
Yeah.
We're looking, today is going to be the forecasted high. I don't know what we're setting at right now.
We're still right here at 44 here at the studio.
So they said we're supposed to get up to 50.
Yeah.
And Asheville is at 41 right now. But that is supposed to be the high for all of this week. So that's where we're standing at for just a real quick overview of that.
Yeah. The big story is that as we go through the weekend, well, at least tonight and tomorrow night, the winds are going to start to pick up. Thursday morning, this is going to be the key. Thursday in the morning is supposed to be lower 20s, or excuse me, tonight, we're going to get down into the 20s. Wind gust as high as 35 miles an hour.
Yes.
So code purple going on in Asheville today and tonight and tomorrow, which opens up the shelters. They're open to stay late and so open later for folks. But wind gust as high as 35 miles an hour with temperatures dropping into the low 20s, that's going to put our wind chill factor down in the teens, if not single digits. And also we're looking at Thursday night, about the same story with wind gust as high as 30 miles an hour on Thursday morning. So it's going to linger into the morning hours tomorrow and wind gust tomorrow night. And so, again, cold air in the forecast for the next several days with wind gust as well as but the good thing is we're going to remain dry and we're not going to see any moisture with this system or we'd be in a mess with those kind of cold temperatures. Now, the only thing is, as these cold temperatures freeze the ground, any new system that might come through in the following days, you know, around Thanksgiving or whatever toward the end of the month, once these temperatures get the ground cold enough, any frozen stuff that we may see pop through may stick around.
Yeah,
so, again, we'll watch that.
I'm looking at one of the guys that we follow out of Raleigh. He's been real spot on for us. He's looking at another round of coldness, if we could put it that way, coming towards the beginning of next week. And don't know what Thanksgiving is going to look like for us yet.
Yeah.
So we'll...
Well, maybe it'll be nice.
Yes.
Maybe, yeah. But anyway, it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, going to be here before we know it, eight more days away.
Wanted
to make mention, let me just get this out real quick. At just as of 12:30, as soon as... We're thankful that the news came today at 12:30. We did get an update on that situation involving that Amber Alert out of Wendell, North Carolina, over in Wake County. He has been found safe, missing more than 24 hours.
Good.
So they did find him, and the sheriff there is going to speak here shortly concerning the details of how he was found. And so we will, again, that may make news this news cycle this afternoon. But
Amen.
Again, thankful to the Lord that this young man has been found. And we appreciate the Lord intervening there. Safe.
Amen.
We praise God for that.
Just as a word of prayer, me and Pastor were talking about another situation. He might have some more details about it on drive time this evening. We've got some things going on as far as trying to help a family out for some medical need. And we're working on it. There's no needs that we're trying to put out right now. Just trying to make some connections to make sure the family is getting everything they need.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a totally different state and trying to just make sure everything's going fine.
Okay.
Would you pray over that?
Absolutely.
And we thank you for your prayers on that.
Yeah. Again, several. We appreciate folks got a praise report early this morning. We like praise reports, too.
And
we
yes, sir.
Had a lady call us, said she had a procedure done yesterday and was just weeping on the phone when she called thanking the Lord that she had got a good report. And we'd been praying and asking folks to pray for her, and she got a good report. And she just wanted to share that with me this morning. Well, I'll share it with everybody. Thank God for a good praise report.
Yes, sir.
For answering prayer. And so, again, thank the Lord for that. But many, many, many objects. I know of a couple of families right now that have ties, with the ministry here, of some evangelist wife who had gone on to be with the Lord, and pray for that situation. Also, remember a missionary there in the Middle East that was tragically killed. Remember him and his family, and pray that the Lord would help his wife and young children in that situation. And also, I would ask you to pray today and remember, I mentioned it yesterday, but pray for the Blackwell family at the homegoing of Miss Marie. God really has impressed that upon me over the last couple of days. A sweet couple serving the Lord in our area for many, many years. And, of course, Brother Dan Blackwell, the pastor at Dana Baptist Church, and his precious wife, the pianist there. And they were just fellow laborers together for the Lord in that community for years, and has pastored several churches in our area. And so remember her. They're having her services coming up on Friday. And so pray that God's grace be sufficient there. Sweet pastor's wife. And so pray for them today too.
I got a text asking how my mom was doing. Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you for your prayers for my mom. She is doing well. She's back at home. And she is recovering well. Sometimes, as we all do, she's done a little too much here, a little too much there, trying to take care of the house. You know how it is. But
yeah.
I spoke to her this morning. Everything is going well. She does have some follow-ups to come along here in the next week or so. And she is recovering well. But thank you for praying for her. And that's about it.
Well, praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful news. And thanking the Lord again for all of his many, many blessings. Many of you probably noticed I got a few comments today, folks texting in and letting me know. And you may have noticed that we've kind of started mixing in a few little Christmas songs in with our music. And we've started doing that. And so I just wanted to say this. We appreciate we're not bypassing by no means. I saw this meme the other day, which I thought was kind of, I mean, you know what memes are.
Yes.
You kind of, and it was, you know, you can buy those air-filled yard ornaments, you know, that you got the little fans that keep them inflated while they're on your yard. And one was of a Santa Claus and the other one was a turkey.
Okay.
And they had the Santa Claus deflated and the turkey was standing over top of it. And it was saying, you know, not yet, big boy. Not yet.
Okay. Yes.
And so, yes, it is Thanksgiving, and we are in full swing around here when it comes to Thanksgiving. We are not bypassing Thanksgiving by no means. But I do appreciate the good comments of folks letting us know that they appreciated the good little inserts, every little bit of a Christmas song in there to kind of get us toward that direction, pointing our minds in that way, because yes, we are thankful, and we
yes.
are certainly thankful. Most of all, we are thankful that the Lord, through his great, infinite, eternal wisdom, saw fit to send his precious Son, and that's what we celebrate here in just 39 more days.
Yes, and there I'm trying to remember which one it is. Brother Roger Walton, one of his Christmas musical heritage moments, as we begin to play them,
mm-hmm.
you'll hear this.
Yeah.
It wasn't intended to be a Christmas song, but we made it that, and I can't remember which one it is.
Oh yeah.
But he says that, and the only time we sing it is at Christmas.
Hmm.
And you know, we do celebrate, rightfully so, every day.
Sure.
There's within my heart a melody.
Yeah.
Jesus whispers sweet and low.
Yeah.
And we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And pastor said it from the pulpit. I think we ought to celebrate Christmas all year around within our hearts.
That's right.
I mean, if it wasn't for his birth, we wouldn't have his death.
There you go.
I am so thankful for his birth.
Yeah. Well, you think about the verses in the song "Tell Me the Story of Jesus" in the red church hymnal. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious. It goes into the second verse. Tell of the angels in chorus.
Tell of the cross where they nailed him.
And you get to the third verse. Tell of the cross where they nailed him. Tell, you know, all this thing. So, you know, every day really is a celebration of not only Thanksgiving, Christmas, and so on.
If we are to tell the gospel and preach the gospel and present the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ.
Yep.
And in part of that, the death, you cannot begin to present the gospel without first dealing with the birth of Christ, how he came and he condescended himself. And we have to make sure we put it in its rightful place.
Right.
The problem is the secular world has taken things out of proportion.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to a preacher yesterday afternoon, and there is so much that has been taken out of proportion,
mm-hmm.
And we just need to put things in its rightful place, and that first starts with God.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just reminded, thank you, Miss Karen. Of course, you know, in just, let's see, that we've only got 8 days until Thanksgiving.
Right.
But the day after Thanksgiving, not all of our programming goes to Chris starts playing Christmas songs.
Yes.
And we'll be playing Christmas all the way through to the end of the year.
The music channel at noon flips.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right? Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to have a bunch of that. You know, we'll switch gears and get right on into it. But we've got 8 more days of Thanksgiving and turkeys to be given away. And again, be listening later today. Be caller 16 if that turkey gobbles. And you never know. You might be able to get through and be caller 16. We'll give you a chance to play and win and hopefully get that gift certificate out to you as you begin to celebrate. Well, hopefully you've got things almost, we haven't done anything at the house. I mean, I'm still thinking about what we're going to do. But anyhow.
You know what happened on this day in history?
What?
Well, three things.
Okay.
Three things happened on this day in history.
All right. All right.
Greg McCall had a birthday.
That is right. Happy birthday, Brother Greg.
Uriah Vaughn had a birthday.
9 years ago.
Nine years ago.
Happy birthday.
And then quite some few years ago, David Livingston, he finally found he was the first European to see the Victoria Falls there in Africa as he began map them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was this day in history.
Beautiful.
I mean, isn't it wonderful that you get to be a part of history, Greg and Uriah?
Yeah, that's on that same day.
Yes, same day. Part of history.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into some Swap Shop items coming up here. If you have an item for Swap Shop, you can give us a call at 884-9427, or you can text it to us if you've got something today that you would like to get on right away. We can see it here on the big screen at 577-1296. We'll announce that for you for about a week or so. Or you can go to our website at WGCR.net and click on the Swap Shop banner, and you'll be able to enter your item and give us that information, your phone number. And even though at the bottom there, you'll be able to, if you like, enter in a couple of pictures. If you'd like to take a picture or two of it, and we'll see that. And anybody that goes to the website can see that.
True.
And that would... we'll run those for you about a week or so. And if you'd like to, if it doesn't move or it doesn't sell or whatever, you can always call us back and we'll renew that for you and keep that going until you'd like for us to have it removed or it gets sold. So looking forward to that.
Sounds good.
All right. And then here toward the end, if we've got time, we've got a couple of new events we'll make sure folks know about on our Carolina calendar.
Well, we've got 7 young roosters, 5 to 6 months old. They are free. You can put these in your room and wake you up every morning. You just need to call 692-1015.
What do you do with the neighbor's roosters?
I've got a couple ideas, but I don't think the neighbor would like for me to know.
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it out there, you know.
If you need a good alarm clock, here are 7 young roosters willing and ready to help you out with your alarm clock.
Yeah.
They are free. 692-1015.
All right. Here is a Muncie 4-speed transmission and new Hurst Competition Plus shifter with T-handle for GM product, asking $2,900. 685-1894, 685-1894.
And here is for sale an electric battery-powered bicycle. Comes with a charger. Like new condition. Call for more information, 828-293-5002. That's 828-293-5002.
Three Hounds Barbershop, located on the Asheville Highway near Balfour, has an opening for a barber. Again, you can contact Paxton at 828-393-4040, 828-393-4040.
And Michael J. Rogers Masonry Incorporated is now hiring brick masons, stone masons, and laborers, entry-level or experienced. The benefits include health insurance, supplemental insurance, paid vacation, quarterly safety bonuses, and annual Christmas bonus. Apply online at www.rogersmasonry.com or 828-424-7820.
For sale, a suede tan-colored couch for $200. It's in great condition. It comes from a smoke-free home. If interested, call 577-5663 and leave a message. If no answer, 577-5663 and leave a message.
A brand new large walker, 4-wheel type with a seat for $75. 388-0455, 388-0455.
And here are some Australian Shepherd puppies. They are gorgeous. 9 weeks old, up to date on the shots, dewormed, and ready now for their forever home. $750 each. 384-4447, 384-4447.
And here is a 2004 Buick for sale.
You couldn't resist.
I couldn't after the last time. I couldn't. 2004 Buick for sale. It is in great condition, always well maintained. A daily driver right now, they are asking $1,500. If you are interested in coming to look at it and to drive it, you can call them at 828-775-0610, 828-775-0610.
Here is a kerosene oil drum with about 100 gallons of kerosene in it. It's on a stand in great condition. They're asking $240. A set of Andis pet grooming clippers, they're 2-speed for $85, and small to medium-sized pet cages for $25 and up. 577-1744, 577-1744.
And here is someone looking for a old slide projector they need to put some old slides in to see and different things. If you can help them out with that, you can contact them at 553-6734, 553-6734.
And I think my update this morning is correct, and that job opportunity for James & James Environmental has been filled.
Tremendous.
So and the reason why I say that is because they heard it on the radio.
Well, good.
Called them and got the job.
Good.
How about that?
Good.
So it just goes
happy
to show
help.
You. I'm happy to help out James & James Environmental.
Yes.
And happy to help out that individual.
Yes.
Be able to get some employment. So that's great news. So good deal to that. Well, let's switch over to Swamp Shop items real quick. I mean, over to Carolina Counter for just a minute. We've got some a couple of things that's been added. Here is the first annual Mistletoe Market and Family Fun Day. And that is going to be on December the 4th in Rosman, with an afternoon filled with fun, food, fellowship, and local artisans showcasing their talents and crafts. Bounce houses, slides, inflatable games to be enjoyed, all free. The market will be held in conjunction with the Rosman Christmas Parade. The barbecue shed will be set up, selling some of your favorites. They will also have cotton candy, snow cones, and hot chocolate to purchase. And if you're interested in being a vendor, sponsor, or volunteer, or nonprofit fundraising, please email the, now I'll read all these letters, THEBBQSHEDNC, the Barbecue Shed NC, at gmail.com. And organizers remind you to bring cash for purchases, as vendors may not be able to accept alternative forms of payment.
And on Saturday, November the 19th, the Mills River Presbyterian Church will again host the Festival of Tables, featuring holiday-themed tables, a luncheon, entertainment, door prizes, and raffles. There will be two seatings at 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 per person, and proceeds will benefit the church, and tickets will be obtained, can be obtained by calling 890-8065. The Mills River Presbyterian Church is located at 10 Presbyterian Church Road off of Schoolhouse Road in Mills River. For more information, you can call the church office at 828-891-7101, or you can visit MillsRiverPresbyterian.org.
A little tongue twister there.
Just a little.
Just a little. The Transylvania County Personnel Board has modified its regular meeting scheduled for November. The regular scheduled meeting for Wednesday, the 23rd, has been moved to Wednesday, the 16th. That's today at 3:30 p.m. The meeting will be held in the Arthur C. Wilson Jr. Conference Room in the Transylvania County Administration Building at 101 South Broad Street in Brevard. In accordance to the North Carolina Open Meetings Law, the meeting is open to the public.
And the 11th After Thanksgiving Jubilee at Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church will be held on November the 28th through December the 2nd at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. daily. Preaching by Jimbo Seaton, Chad Watson, Curtis Ponder, and Davy Shelton, Travis Parker, Michael Poindexter, Ken Bowman, and others will be called from the floor. A special singing by the Agee family, the Matthews family, and the Butcher family. And two meals will be served daily. You can contact Pastor Wayne Stafford at 828-429-7616 for more information.
And the Little River or Hogtown Christmas Parade will roll on Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. Everyone is welcome to ride in the parade. Just arrive at 2:30 p.m. to get in the parade line at the Little River Community Center at 191 Little River Church Road in Penrose. If you don't want to ride in the parade, just join them along the route on Cascade Lake Road on December the 10th.
They had tried doing this, doing the parade last year. It got rained out last year.
That's right.
And it's the first time in a long time that they had that, so it's good to have that coming back.
Yeah.
And the Transylvania County Board of Commissioners is seeking applications from interested citizens to serve on the Blue Ridge Community College Strategic Planning Capital Committee. The Board of Commissioners requires an application to be considered for an appointment. Applications are available online, or a hard copy can be picked up at the Transylvania County Administration, 101 South Broad Street in Brevard. Applications should be returned to the clerk to the board, Tricia Hogan, at the County Administration Building no later than November the 30th.
The Town of Mills River Agriculture Advisory Committee meeting will be scheduled for Friday, November the 18th at 9 a.m. in the Commons Room of the Mills River Town Hall. It has been canceled.
And the Mills River Fire Department, in partnership with the Mills River Parks and Recreation Department and Henderson County Sheriff's Department, encourages residents of Mills River to be out on the lookout Saturday, December the 10th, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. as they will be traveling through the community spreading Christmas cheer with Santa riding on the fire engine, handing out candy and hopefully some smiles. Due to the size of Mills River and the mountainous roads, they will not be able to travel up each road, but will pass through as many neighborhoods as possible. For more information, you can visit millsriver.org or call 828-890-2901.
And the Transylvania County Tourism Development Authority has scheduled a special meeting to review and discuss a market study recently conducted by a third party. The meeting will be held at 9 a.m. on Friday, November 18th, in the multipurpose chambers of the County Administration Building at 101 South Broad Street in Brevard. The meeting is open to the public in accordance to the North Carolina Open Meetings Law and also via in-person attendance as well as electronic means.
And the Henderson County Farmers Market will host two holiday markets this season. The first will be held Saturday, November the 19th, and the second is Saturday, December the 3rd. Both will be held on Maple Street from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
And also, the City of Brevard reminds customers that there will be no garbage or cardboard collection on Thursday, November 24th, Thanksgiving Day, and Friday, November 25th. Thursday's route will be collected on Tuesday, the 22nd, and Friday's route will be collected on Wednesday, the 23rd.
The Mills River Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee is scheduled for a 7... Let me start again. The Mills River Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November the 22nd, in the Commons Room of the Mills River Town Hall.
And I think that will do it for our swap shop items as well as our Carolina calendar events going on for this week and the coming days. And so, again, if you've got either a swap shop item or a Carolina calendar item you'd like to submit, just give us a call, 884-9427, or you can text it to us at 577-1296, and we'll be happy to put that information in for you as a public service of Anchor Broadcasting. Well, we've got about right around 3 minutes or so. I'll play this song, and that'll get us up to the top of the hour. We might not get it all in, but we was talking a minute ago about how that it ought to be Christmas every day.
Yes, sir.
And it ought to be in the hearts of every one of us every day. Here's Greater Vision, Legacy 5, Booth Brothers taking us out today. It will always be Christmas to me. Have a great afternoon.
Call it what you may, just a winter holiday, or a season filled with fun and fantasy. Call it anything you wish, but December 25th will always be Christmas to me. It will always be Christmas to me. It will always be Christmas to me. This one sacred day will forever stay the birth of my Savior and King. It will always be Christmas to me. When I see the lights, I still think about the night when a wondrous star shone over Bethlehem. In the children's caroling, I still hear the angels sing, announcing Christ is born once again. It will always be Christmas to me. It will always be Christmas to me. This one sacred day will forever stay the birth of my Savior.